Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is it real? Or fake news?
Fake news. The bustling metropolis of El Cajon is where we're heading now. Morning, RJ.
Morning.
How you doing, pal?
Pretty good. Heading to work.
Heading to work. You don't sound too excited about that.
Not really.
Now, what do you do for a living, pal?
I work for Dish Network.
Oh, all right. RJ works for Dish Network. I've always found my service when I was a Dish customer very satisfactory. So thank you for that, RJ. I did. All right. Anyway, RJ, try to cheer up, pal. We're going to get you real or fake news. It's a bonus stop of the summer of 10,000 tickets. Tammy's got three stories for you, pal. And if you get more, I'm sorry, that's the next hour. All you got to do is pick out the real from the fake news, all right?
All right.
All right, pal.
Here we go, RJ.
By the way, RJ, do me a favor and speak up a little bit louder.
Story number one. Two kids in St. Louis were quite disappointed when they discovered they couldn't just take mom's credit card to go buy Happy Meals for their classmates on a field trip.
Looks like they had to settle for not so Happy Meals.
Oh.
Really? Wow. Real.
You should have said it like a dad joke and maybe that would have been better. You know.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'll write that down for next time. Real or fake news?
Seriously, try it. Not so Happy Meals. Okay, sorry. Anyway, story number two. A woman in Utah was shocked to find a full ham sandwich in the loaf of bread that she purchased at the grocery store.
A full-on delicious ham sandwich? Call this an overstatement if you must. But this is, without a doubt, the luckiest woman that has ever lived. Real or fake news?
And finally, a man who was in a fishing tournament in Michigan caught a great fish that had a wedding ring zip-tied to its tail.
Oh, I'm a romantic, Tam. You know that. And I love love stories. And here's a cool fact. Next month, a man and his fish will be celebrating their first year marriage anniversary.
Nice.
Until he catches a divorce fish.
Yes.
And then loses half of everything in his boat. Real or fake news? All right, RJ, what's the real from the fake news?
I'm going to say it's the Happy Meals.
Incorrect.
Believe it or not, it was the man in Michigan in a fishing tournament who caught a steelhead and then noticed there was a wedding ring zip-tied to its tail. So everyone was trying to figure out what the heck happened. Well, the owner of that ring came forward on Monday and explained why this ring was on this fish. He said his ring was cursed. Obviously, kind of going in the direction you were, John. He was getting divorced, and he wanted a poetic way to discard the symbol of his ill-fated union. I'm a fishing guide, and she was always against me following my dreams and hated how much I fished. So I took my wedding ring and zip-tied it to the tail of the fish, figuring eventually somebody would get it. But he said, I felt I needed to get rid of the ring, and it was 4 years ago that happened.
Wow. That's weird.
4 years.
But why would you do that to the fish?
Well, the fish is fine. I mean,
well, he's got to drag around a ring for 4 years. I'm sure that, you know, when you get like little fishy races down below the sea. And,
yeah,
and doing
I guess.
All that, probably would, I don't know. Well, I suppose you know, you'd probably rather have a ring attached to his tail and a hook going through his lips.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah. Okay, there
exactly.
You go. RJ, sorry, pal, you couldn't get the real from the fake news. This is a tough one today because they all seem pretty plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean you're not going to win anything during the KSON Summer of 10,000 tickets. We wouldn't do that to you.
RJ, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to go see Rascal Flatts. Jordan Davis and Morgan Evans. It's their summer playlist tour, and it's coming to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on Friday, August 2nd.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
RJ, we appreciate you. Thank you for playing Real or Fake News, an exclusive of John Tammy in the Morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.